number 11 team in the nation right now in the NJCAA Division I poll. Reavers coach Mark Reardon joins us. Mark, always a pleasure. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Man, you didn't tell me I was following Jamie after yesterday. That's a tough guy to follow when
I know.
JUCO. Yeah, when he's talking JUCO.
Yeah, that's not easy. That's not easy, my friend. But I think you can probably be okay. A good follow-up back to Jamie from yesterday. Last year, I mean, that was rough for everybody. I mean, regardless whether you play sports or not, 2020 was a rough year. And how did you and the Reavers navigate a 2020 season and a restart, of course, with some fall ball trying to get things going this spring?
Yeah, it was unfamiliar waters for anybody and everybody. So some guys, you know, were able to start going out and playing a little bit later in the summer with some of the collegiate stuff that was going on. Getting to this fall, I didn't play, and I chose personally not to play any outside competition, any scrimmages with outside competition. I just wanted to keep it all in house and be able to. I thought it was more important to have the length of the fall than just trying to play a different uniform in a scrimmage and then all of a sudden get banged for 14 days or whatever, you know, at the time, with a quarantine or something like that. So we stuck to ourselves and did our practices, and just, we really racked up a ton of ABs. I thought that was important too, because so many lost out, not just ABs last spring, but this summer, not everybody was able to obviously do what they normally would. So we inter-squatted a lot and got a ton of at-bats and got a ton of innings pitched that way.
Mark Reardon, coach of Iowa Western, number 11 team in the current Division I JUCO poll with us in the program. And, Mark, you guys are underway as far as your season right now, 2-2. You had that series with Travis Lalemann and Crowder College. They're the number 7 team in the nation. You went to Neosho, Missouri to play that series and left Missouri with a split against Crowder College.
Yeah, we split like every year. So he and I at the end, and we're good friends. And at the end of it, you know, we meet at home plate just real quick. Our teams don't shake or anything, but we just go to say a few words and say goodbye. But as we meet at home plate, he's like, "Well, good to see things aren't changing after COVID," you know, because we. We split every time, and they could have went 3-1 against us, and we could have went 3-1 against them. It ends up being a split. It's always a good test early on. I mean, we'd only been outside like one time before going down there, and so that's always a good test for us, going right from indoors to outside and playing a team of that caliber.
Mark Reardon, coach of the Reavers of Iowa Western, with us today on the Team Sports Network. And God's got off to a good start for you. Benjamin Palmer, freshman kid from Friendly, Minnesota. So far, he's been able to put together pretty good season in terms of what he's been able to do at the plate for your ball club. Talk about the start for Benjamin Palmer.
Yeah, I mean, Ben is I don't know how you say it, a Corona freshman. I mean, he was here last year, but didn't, you know, he was just a role player and obviously comes back and still has that experience. I know it's not a lot, but it's still experience compared to high school kids, true high school kids coming in. So he's incredibly versatile. He's my shortstop. He has played a little bit at third. We actually played him at first to keep his bat in the lineup while I was getting another freshman kid some time at short. So he's an important link, not just in the lineup, but whether it's in the locker room, up in the dorms, you know, walking the hallways. He's a really important link. He's a great kid, and he's a good college player.
6 RBIs to lead your team right now. So he's off to, like you said, a very, very good start from an offensive standpoint. Pitching right now, the ERA is around 7.27, somewhere in that neighborhood, Mark. I guess, you know, obviously that's a byproduct of you know what happened this last year and getting ready for this season, limited time, you know, outside and things like that for your guys to get on the bump and get the work in.
Yeah, I mean, one of the realities of this is, and it's to each his own and how it plays out, but I only have two kids back that are third year guys, And they were both injuries. One of them, he was an injury right out of high school, and his first year, we're sitting in the national championship game, and he's sitting up in the stands in shorts, you know, and if we had him, we would have had a better shot than we did. But we don't, you know, we didn't, and now a couple years later, and he's still here, and Spencer Parker, an outfielder, the same thing. Was an injury guy. And, you know, we're going to be rolling out against some junior colleges that have 7, 8, I even know of some 11, 12 guys that return for a third year at junior college. And, you know, we were good last year, and that's fine. That doesn't bother me at all that it happened to everybody. I know some people were disappointed and because their season got cut short because they knew they had a quote-unquote good team. And we did too. We were fine, but they all had places to go, and you know, they were signed. They were happy where they signed, and they were going to those four-year schools. So I didn't bring anybody back, and you know, this is just going to be one of those years for me, really, to be honest with you, Jim. And, I mean, we're going to kind of get caught with our pants down a little bit this year just because of the circumstances of the world we live in right now with junior college baseball, and that we don't have that experience. I returned no position players that started for me last year.
Wow.
So, yeah, you know, in pitching, a lot of the same way. We're really young. We got a lot of guys that just didn't throw a lot last year. So, but that's fine. I like the challenge. I've put it in front of our kids. I've talked to our kids about it. I've taught them about the world we live in right now, and no one's going to feel sorry for us. And they're wearing Iowa Western across their chest. So, no, you know, they got to learn how to defend it.
Mark Reardon, coach of Iowa Western, with us today on the Team Sports Network. And, well, one of those pitchers for you has lived with you. Matter of fact, he's your son, Tyler Reardon, the right-handed pitcher from Abraham Lincoln High School in Council Bluffs. So you've, and I know you were looking forward to the chance to coach Tyler. And I guess take us through what that's been like for you coaching your son.
Yeah, well, we were so loaded last year, and again, we don't really have those guys back, but we were really considering redshirting him last year and letting him continue to get bigger and stronger. And he took advantage of COVID and took advantage of being a coach's son and having the availability to get in facilities that he needed to get into to get bigger and stronger, and did a fantastic job for himself that way. And it was pretty cool because he drug his younger brother, my 14-year-old son, along with him and made him get bigger too, so get him stronger. But Tyler came back and did well this fall, and he's actually signed to go to Central Missouri State, a very strong, as you would know, Division II program in Missouri. So we're really proud of that, and you know, I'm so glad that I'm later in my career with him playing for me than earlier, I guess. I mean, just being able to handle it, being able to really enjoy it. It's not even handling it now, Jim. It's not really tough to handle. My sons, both of them, have a good feel of this business and how it interacts with our family and how it is part of our family and how they're part of it and it's part of us and all that. So they really, they grew up in a different life and they've done really well with it. Nothing has changed, but it's nice to sit here in my office and Tyler walks by the my door and says hi, or he, most of the time he stops in and sits and talks to me for 5 minutes when there were times while he was growing up, I might not see him for almost three or 4 days, and I haven't been on a road trip. You know, like, so it's not like I was on a road trip. So it's really nice that way. And I try not to think about, and I haven't a ton, the whole, God, it would be really cool since so many people have watched him grow up in front of their eyes to go to the World Series with him, you know, on the team. I mean, I know it's out there. I know it's been brought up a lot, and he's heard it a lot. But we try not to worry about that right now. We need to worry about being where our feet are right now.
Hey, Mark, I appreciate the time as always. Hopefully we'll be seeing you in May.
Of course. I appreciate it, and you guys stay safe, and hopefully we'll see you down the road.
You bet, Mark. Take care. Mark Raritan, coach of Iowa Western, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show. Text or call us today, 970-242-1340, Hour 3 coming up.
Are you tired of the dingy look and swampy smell of your old bathroom? We can transform it in just one day. Hi, this is Randy with Tilemeister, and we are the experts at one-day shower remodels.